let's meet our next two contestants. First up, Tarek Koch. You are a computer programmer. Supposedly, you ran a language teaching site from a computer in your closet.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that doesn't sound weird at all.
Uh-huh.
Is it the same server Hillary Clinton used for her emails?
I guess the same idea, yeah.
Same idea? Okay.
same idea. In that it was a server.
Yeah, it was a server in a
same
closet.
Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Same general idea. Yeah.
What was this language teaching site? What do you mean by that?
Originally, it was flashcards to help me learn Turkish.
I was
trying to learn Turkish.
Yeah.
I built it for that, and then I eventually made it for other languages, too. I was just like, well, why don't I just make a website of this and see if people use it other
did
places.
People use
they
it?
They did, yeah. I could see people in different countries using it.
Sounds fun. Your opponent is Colleen Selsor. Now, you design children's clothing for a kids' clothing subscription startup.
Yes, I do.
Here's a weird fact about you. You've noted that your body is impervious to the amount of cheese you eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay.
I'm pretty gross. One day I ate an entire block of cheese in less than 24 hours, and the next day I ate an egg and cheese sandwich, and I got a piece of cheese stuck to my shirt, and I had to walk around all day with like a badge of cheese shame. Yeah, my friends have also caught me like on the subway late at night with like a block of cheese in my purse. I really like cheese.
I just want to point out, these are the things you tell us.
Colleen, what's your go-to Subway cheese?
Sharp cheddar.
Yeah. A sharp cheddar, yeah. You can't really go wrong with a sharp cheddar. In public? Always a sharp cheddar.
A hard cheese survives the warm commute.
You don't want a brie in your purse.
No, that would get funky.
Yeah.
You don't do a brie on a D-train? That's not your kind of thing?
Oh, a D-train, sure.
Yeah, a D-train, that's... All right, remember, Tarek and Colleen, the first of you who wins two of our games will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Let's go to your first game. Tarek, what is something you would like to invent as an inventor yourself?
Well, I used to be a patent examiner.
You have a lot of talent.
And I remember we saw a patent for, it was like a resurrection burial tomb.
Yeah.
And it was like at the South Pole, so it'd really need cooling and all that. So I think if I could actually invent that thing, that'd be a pretty cool thing to invent.
Just for those of us that might not be familiar with a resurrection burial tomb, what is that exactly?
Well, according to the illustrations on the application, a lot of skeletons involved and a nuclear reactor.
But what does it do?
I guess it resurrects you if you...
Sounds like a great idea.
I thought so, too.
Colleen, what is something you would like to invent?
Mine's not as Halloween-y.
Okay. That's the nicest way to say that.
I think if I could invent packing tape that didn't make the awful packing tape sound, that's
what I would invent. Right, that like screeching final, like the kind of thing you would put on your resurrection tomb.
Mm-hmm.
Right, to make sure it's shut. All right, we have a very sexy musical parody game for you. It's set to the tune of Let's Get It On. So Jonathan Colton, get it on.
Yeah, I'd love to get it on, thank you. This game is called Let's Turn It On. I'll be singing about famous people who invented or discovered something. So buzz in to identify the person that I'm singing about. You don't need to name the invention. The winner will be one step closer to moving on to the final round at the end of the show. You ready? Okay, here we go.
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to send you this message for so long. And if you hear dots and dashes, come on, tap my key. Let's turn it on.
Tarek.
Morse.
Samuel Morse, that's correct. Inventor of the telegraph.
Yeah.
It's just carbonized cotton with such light to give. Lots of what's there, sugar. since I made this thing. We can see after dark now.
Tarek.
Glow in the dark? I don't know.
There's no one named glow in the dark that I know of.
I know.
It's an excellent guess, though. Colleen, do you know the answer?
Night vision man.
That's correct. Night vision man, inventor of night vision. We were looking for Thomas Edison.
Oh, light bulb.
You jumped a few inventions ahead of what we were looking for.
There's nothing wrong with me showing you, baby, no, no, how to burn your CDs and keep all your songs in your iTunes queue. Oh, baby.
Colleen.
Steve Jobs.
You got it. Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna write it. I'm just gonna press. Gonna print a Bible. Add 'em, switch 'em, set 'em, move my letters. Move 'em all night long. Hey, let's turn it on.
Colleen.
See Gutenberg?
Did you say Steve Gutenberg?
I said Gutenberg. I said it with a German accent.
Colleen, you know we're recording this, right? We can easily find out what you said. Yes, Gutenberg is correct. Johannes Gutenberg.
No. His friends called him Steve.
Steve for short.
You know it's elementary. Come on, Pierre, baby. Get the radioactivity out. You want me to explode? Let's turn it on.
Tarek.
Curie.
Curie, that's right. Marie Curie. Discoverer of radium and polonium.
And then in a weird dark story, right? She died because of exposure to radiation.
Radiation
and
poisoning.
And sexism.
And... This is your last clue.
If a boulder blocks you, I can move it. It's gonna come down with nitroglycerin to give us all good feelings. I'm gonna sponsor some prizes, give them out in Stockholm.
Tarek.
Nobel.
Alfred Nobel, that's right. Inventor of dynamite. Art Chung, how did our contestants do?
It was a close game, but Tarek, you're one step closer to moving on to the final round.